In the first reading today, as we have heard, that as the church begin to grow, people begin to get confused about how to interpret their mission, their purpose, and the message of the gospel itself. Perhaps with good intentions, but then they let their personal interpretation trump the real message of the gospel itself. So here we can find the origin of what the church called the mandatum, or the mandate from the apostles, or the successors of the apostles, in our case, the bishops. For me to serve in the parish within this diocese, or Deacon Dave, or any clergy, we need what we would call a pagella, or the page of our faculties, the mandatum, the mandate from the bishop, giving us our faculties, what we can do, what we cannot do, and how things are to be served under his name, under the authority had been granted to us, and all its restriction and all the duty and the responsibility, so that we are faithful to the mission and the purpose given to us, and we did not act according to what we like. And I think this is important for us to remember. Even with what's going on in the church now, we have seen that that a lot of priests try to interpret the gospel, or a lot of clergy try to interpret the gospel according to their own ways, perhaps with good intentions. But we're called, just like what we have heard in the first reading today, to be faithful to what the church teaches, the mission that has been entrusted to us, so that we are faithful not just to what we think would be best for us, or what is appealing, what is comfortable, what is good, but what is truly handed on to us by the apostles themselves, and ultimately by Christ. This faithfulness is what Christ calls us to do, because Christ has asked us, "You are my friends if you do what I command you." What I command you. The commandments are guideposts to help us walk the straight and narrow. The commandments are the guideposts that help us to fix our eyes on Christ. The commandments are not something to overburden us, or to hold us back, or to feed onto our scrupulosity, thinking that, oh, if we fail somehow, we're not good enough of God's love. We will all fail. We will all have our breaking points. We will all fall short at times. But it's important that the commandments, they exist in order to help us love Christ each and every day more. So we can be very legalistic about how we interpret the commandments, and worry about whether we have it all right, all good, all perfect, or we can allow the commandments to deepen our love for Christ. This is what Christ calls us to do, because we're no longer slaves, we are his friends. Are you and I happy to be called friends of God? Are you and I happy and joyful to lay down our lives for the one we love, that Christ has laid down his life for us? Are we joyful? Do we find our happiness in him? Do we love one another as he has loved us? Or do we allow the legalistic, or our own human interpretation, or our human likings, to go ahead of what Christ calls us to do? When things fall apart, when things get hard, may we remember that the greatest joy, the greatest love, had already been given to us, that we're called friends of God. And in order to be his friends, in order to have this friendship, according to the imitation of Christ written by Thomas a Kempis, this friendship will set us free. This friendship will enlighten our heart and deepen our joy, because it frees us from the enslavement of this world. The friendship of Christ is the greatest friendship we will ever have, and the only friendship that will ever define us. because in this friendship we draw life in order to share that life with one another. Therefore, whatever we do, remember what Christ has commanded us to do, to love one another as He had loved us.